Shannon.
So earlier this week, we were delving into the very, very strange world that is Psycho Shannon.
And it's strange.
Shannon lives next door to her parents in some old lady's house.
It's Miss Hill. It's Miss H. Miss.
Oh. Now, why do you live with the neighbor?
Is this too private?
No, it's not. It's kind of a long story, though. It just so happened that I was sharing a room with my 13-year-old sister. I was tired of it.
You don't like your parents?
I'm okay with my parents.
Okay.
And at
the
time...
Did they hurt you?
That is too private, Kelly. Don't ask me that.
All right.
Okay. But circumstances, you felt compelled you to move next door.
Yes.
Move it out!
When I want to get away from somebody...
Go next door.
I don't move next door.
Well...
Yeah, you did what you had to do.
You do what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you lived with Miss Hill?
Since about August.
How old is she?
90.
90.
Oh, so she probably appreciates the company.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you, like, make her tea, change her will? What kind of things do you do?
Change your will.
Well, I was responsible for keeping the house clean and the yard and taking her blood pressure.
And for that, you paid no rent?
No rent.
That's terrific.
Yes, it is.
So you were her companion?
Pretty much.
And then came the evil granddaughter.
No, kid, no.
All right, we won't go there.
Let's not go there.
But circumstances came up that made it impossible for you to continue to reside with Miss Hill.
Exactly, and I have till Saturday to get out.
And moving back next door with your parents, not an option?
It is an option.
Not a good one.
I'll be in with my 14-year-old little sister.
Yeah.
In the same room.
Oh, dear.
Now, is it the sister or is it the whole environment of the home?
Just so... crowded.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
The four of you?
Five of us.
Okay.
And three bedrooms. My parents have a little house.
Oh, God, I'm getting...
And my dad...
the beginning of a children's book.
Dear.
My dad... My dad has surround sound, and he keeps it up so loud that I would have to listen to that until 10 o'clock at night, when usually, me living the boring life that I do, I'm in bed by 9.
And it keeps the hamsters up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now I can't hear the voices in my head.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
I can't hear myself talk to myself.
Is the surround sound drowning out the voices in your head?
Yes.
So we're all in the office talking about this, and the minute she says, "I got no place to live," Al just jumps in. "I got an extra room."
Oh,
and it's not because Al wants to be with Shannon. You know, it's not because Al wants to hook up with Shannon. Al just wants somebody around.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Well, this should be very interesting.
So on Saturday, Psycho Shannon moves in with Big Al.
Yeah.
I am blessed by the radio gods.
Oh, me.
It's already furnished. You know, Corey comes over, so you have to sleep on the couch on the weekend if he comes over. So, but I'm just sitting there.
Wow.
And, Sorry, got a phone in there. He's got a dresser, got a twin bed.
You should have heard Al giving her the list of things she has to do.
You know what,
to earn the right
underwear
to live with him.
In all budding relationships, it's very important to take a step back and think. When things are going good, that's when you have to think of everything that could go wrong and try to handle it in advance. So you're being very mature about that, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you ask, "You make pancakes?"
First question
out of his mouth.
I like to have pancakes on Saturday and Sunday morning.
Not, are you going to pay half the rent? Do you make pancakes?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a rent deal here?
No, I'm thinking that if she does the same deal she did with Miss Hill. Like,
take your blood pressure?
Wow.
She doesn't need to take my blood pressure, but, you know, she can do the yard. I don't really cook that much, so the kitchen doesn't really get that messed up.
Al came in this morning, he's so excited, Kelly. He's like, "Shannon plays pool!"
I am so excited. You know how long my pool balls have been in the little rack?
Well, I know. Okay,
you know all about that.
Yeah. Just kind of sitting there collecting dust.
Yeah.
I pass by my pool table every day.
Yeah.
I even got the rack just sitting there around.
Sure, we don't need to hear about your rack.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Don't say anything about the stick.
I'll tell you, Al's afraid his mother's not going to like the fact him living with a woman out of wedlock.
That might be a problem.
What about my mama? What do you think my mama's thinking right now, hearing this for the first time? When I talk to my mama?
Well, she's listening to this on surround sound.
Yes, she is.
God, oh my God.
Oh, Lord.
Surround
Lord.
Sound.
Now,
if you're just joining us, Al and Shannon are moving in together.
There they are.
And we're not kidding. And this is not a bit.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You know, this popular thing on the internet right now is these webcams at home.
Well, we just had one for our ShopRite Castaways.
No. We'll just use the one we used with our first caller of the day.
Wait, no, we could do that. Let's. Yeah. Can we put a webcam in? You got a DSL line, don't you?
Yeah, I just don't have a computer with volume. You hook my computer up with volume, then we can put the webcam.
You don't need volume. We'll put the webcam.
We don't need no volume.
We'll put the webcam on there. That's a good idea, Dan. Thanks. All right. Couch cam.
Okay.
You're all over that.
Every night it'll be the same thing. It's like Al sitting on the couch with his feet propped up on the coffee table watching TV and Shannon sitting beside him. Every night.
And if we got sound, Al, all we'd hear is.
Oh, you got to stay home.
Oh, now this is something we can negotiate.
You got to stay home and hang with me.
Shannon's a homebody, I think. Aren't you? Aren't you home a lot? You and Miss Hill hanging
when
out?
When I'm not working, I'm pretty much at home, yeah.
Do you play games with her? Or? She's 9.
No.
She likes to hide her teeth.
They play a game called What?
No.
What?
What time is it, baby?
What?
It is, and I'm cold.
I'm going to work. What?
No, most of her spare time is consumed by her dogs. She has a recliner out back, and she sits in the recliner with the dog.
How cool. What a cool life.
Yeah, it's not bad. I take such good care of the yard. She can just sit there and look at it all day.
Do you take care of her? Can you help her out?
She does the yard.
I try. All I mean, there's not. She's not very high maintenance. She just got a new hip. So
she's dancing all over the house, isn't she? Good for her. All right.
So all I got to do is make sure she's got her walker and she's good to go.
That's right. Same with Al.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
She's got a new hip.
Psycho Shannon's moving in with Big Al on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Hi, Kiss.
Hello. I was wondering if there's a little bit more to this. Are Al and Shannon maybe involved?
No.
It would be a brilliant scam on their part, though. Mm-hmm.
See, if this going to look like that, then I don't want to do it. Because it's not like that. She just needs a place to stay. I got extra room.
I really don't think anybody thinks it's going to be like that.
Al's just being a nice guy here, okay?
And what about the big age difference? Isn't that kind of weird? Young girl living with
she's living with a 90-year-old woman right now.
Hey,
that's an age difference.
At least Al's got his own hip.
That's not very nice, Kid Craddock.
What is it?
What?
Miss Hill is lucky and fortunate to have gotten the new hip. It has changed her life dramatically, and I take offense to the fact that you're laughing about it.
I'm not laughing about her hip. She's saying that Al's old, and I'm just saying he's not that old. He's got his own hip.
Lord,
chill out, Shannon.
Wow.
I'm getting scared.
Brother.
Boy, Al.
Miss Hill's
getting scared, man.
Chill.
Oh, well.
Why don't you bring Miss Hill with you over to Al?
I'm getting scared.
Thanks for calling.
Oh,
you guys do need some rules, though.
Trash man runs on Monday and Thursday, Shannon.
Same as my house. That's good.
So you don't mind putting the trash out for Al?
I don't mind doing household chores. I have one rule.
All right.
At no point during my stay at Al's house will I get down on my hands and knees and do anything. That is... I do not scrub floors.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hi, Deanne.
Hi.
Tell me one of the benefits of this arrangement.
Well, the biggest benefit is Shannon will now be able to get Al to work on time.
Hey, that's right.
Perfect.
I'll get him here early, as a matter of fact.
You know, carpool? Yeah, she comes in at like 5:15.
Why not? 5 o'clock?
No,
see, and now there's two of them to hold the coffee, so they can all stop and get your coffee.
That's right. Good one, Deanne. Thanks.
You're
welcome. I'm thinking we spend that much time together, we don't need a ride together.
Tom?
Al, I've got a question for you.
What's up, dog?
Al, what if Shannon decides to go out on a lunch date or dinner date and decides to come home, brings him over? Are you going to act like a father figure to her?
Doggone right.
If she brings a boy home.
Yeah, doggone right.
First of all, VBC, which is virgin by choice, that's probably not going to happen, bringing a guy back to the house.
It doesn't happen.
Sure not.
Yeah.
Bring no man.
That's good, though, that we got this out, though. We need to talk about that.
I told her. I said, don't bring the little boys over to my house.
Well, I have to pick her up there to take her on a date, so you have to give him the speech, you know.
Yeah. Home by 11.
Have a home by 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going to happen. Wow.
You just tell her there ain't nothing open after 2 a.m. but 7-Eleven and legs.
I know I hate it whenever my roommate comes home with a girl. Yeah. So.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. That's good. We got the rules for bringing boys over.
Yeah.
You guys have a code? Like a signal?
Yeah, a beer can.
What about when Al is bringing some
I will not be bringing any boys over.
Yeah. No, but come on.
You know that's going to happen every time he makes a trip to the ATM.
That will be an uncomfortable situation, but I can deal with it. It's
you
his
can deal
house.
With him coming in every night with another dirty-legged fly girl.
Hey, no dirty-legged fly girls coming into the casa.
Okay.
That's how he chooses to live his life. Then more power to him.
I think you owe it to him and to us to give him a lecture when that happens.
Exactly. Okay, I'll do that. Yeah. I'm all on. I'm gonna write one.
All right.
Ow.
Shannon.
Darn you.
With the bullhorn.
And we got to go to church on Sunday morning, Shannon.
That's a good thing.
I cannot. I go. I do Rick D's. 6:30.
Wow, well, you're not doing it in the house.
At least not after 10:30.
Yeah. You can brag about your celebrity exploits elsewhere, young lady.